seems to me against what I consider to be a basic Republican policy, which is individual responsibility. You know, let's take care of our town, let's take care of our state, let's take care of our country, and not depend on our country to bail us out for our own errors. If we've got unfunded pensions in Rhode Island, it's just like I talked about with Social Security. It's because we allowed people we elected to take the money or to give the lucrative contract. You know, I don't blame public sector unions. I like teachers, I like firefighters, I like police. I don't like it when they retire after 20 years and move to the next town and become a deputy chief there to collect the second pension, because that's what we allow. You know, I don't know who dreamed these contracts up. We didn't even have public sector unions until 40 years ago. And Governor John Chafee vetoed it, but the General Assembly overrode it. So, hey, we got them. So how do we fight them? Well, you have to have politicians that have some intestinal fortitude to say, no, back off from the trough. But not many people say that, because I don't know why. Tell me why we still got Jim Langevin in there. We've talked about campaign finance. We've talked about other issues, and yet somebody is going to that ballot box and pulling the lever. And the people that are the people that have been rewarded for this issue. So, yeah, we've got to change this paradigm. We've got to change it fast. But I don't think we should be looking at the federal government to bail us out for our own problems. That is part of the problem with the federal deficit. And if every state is the same, it's the same, you know, your taxes, once again, your dollar will go out this pocket all the way up to come in this one. Is that efficient? No, it's not. So let's solve our problems here one at a time and not depend on the federal government to always bail us out, because they're not always in a position to do so without your money.